Blog Talk Radio.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am William Rambo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there?
Hey, nothing much, man. I hope everybody out there is all right, and I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year's, and thank you for listening to this show for another year, and just want to thank you all for your support, and of course, you know, we're going to talk about the Jets battling their former head coach, Rex Ryan's new team, Buffalo Bills, in Week 17. And we'll get into the scenarios about that. We'll talk about what's going on with the Knicks, the Nets, the Rangers, Mets, Yankees, you name it. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about what's going on in WWE and some big WrestleMania 32 news, and we leave the line open up for you guys. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, and of course, The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. And thank you again for listening to the show. But without further ado, let's talk about the Jets. And big game later on Sunday afternoon. Jets, they have a simple scenario. Win and they're in. They beat the Bills, and they're into the playoffs for the first time under Todd Bowles, and the first time since Rex Ryan's first two seasons, where him along with Mark Sanchez and the rest of the team led the Jets to back-to-back AFC title games. And of course, we all know the Jets didn't win any of those games. And after that, it was all down here for the Jets and Rex Ryan. Fast forward to this year, Rex Ryan, you know, after the offseason, he got fired by the Jets, and he joined the Bills head coach. I mean, you know, the Bills as their head coach, and of course, promised the Bills would make it to the playoffs. You know, typical Rex Ryan bravado, and unfortunately for the Bills, they have to wait another season to potentially finally hoist the Super Bowl championship. Of course, you know, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and basically the Bills Super Bowl moment, since they won't be going to the Super Bowl, is to stop Rex. Would be to stop his former team, coached by now Todd Bowles, and basically Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's going to return to his former team, and he's going to try to lead the Jets to, you know, his first ever playoff berth in his career, along with Brandon Marshall, who they're set to make Jets history, and he might potentially throw for 30 touchdowns, and you know, it's gonna be a big game. What's your thoughts on what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's do or die tomorrow. You know, Jets right now, they're competing with the Steelers for that last wild card spot. You know, Kansas City clinched a wild card spot last week. So right now, that last wild card spot is between the Jets and Steelers. So, mm-hmm. You know, Jets have to win in order to clinch. Well, they got a whole bunch of Steelers lose as well tomorrow.
Against the Browns in Cleveland.
Yeah, so that's going to be tough. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Rex Ryan coming back as the Bills head coach now, he would love nothing more than to beat his former team, the Jets, you know. And you got, like you said, Fitzpatrick facing one of his former teams, the Bills, you know, so that's another thing there where, you know, you have Fitzpatrick wanting to beat his team that he played for. But, yeah, there's a lot on the line tomorrow, so it's a do or die tomorrow for the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Basically, you know, it's the script has been switched. I think, you know, Fitzpatrick was facing, you know, was the quarterback of the Bills, and of course Rex Ryan was the coach of the Jets. So basically, the storyline with Rex, you know, the Jets trying to finally defeat Rex after the Bills defeated the Jets earlier this year. That's an afterthought now, because basically they got to win or they're in, or they need help from the Steelers. From the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't win the game. But, you know, basically they got to put up or shut up and, you know, beat the Bills. And, you know, we all know what the recipe is. You know, he got to continue the historic, you know, pace him and Brandon Marshall's having this year. And, of course, you know, Eric Decker has been awesome, you know, also, you know, at wide receiver. So they basically got to keep on doing what they're doing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep doing it. And I think they will do it. I think they'll go 11-5. I mean, they exercise their biggest demon, their nemesis, the New England Patriots, after, the Patriots in overtime, they had a chance to possess the ball, but Belichick decided to kick the ball to the Jets. And, of course, we all know Fitzpatrick led the Jets to the overtime victory via the touchdown. So the Jets are riding high. I think they won, what, 5 in a row? So I think they're gonna win. They're gonna try to extend this winning streak here. So the Jets have been awesome.
It's gonna be an interesting game to watch tomorrow. A lot of interesting games tomorrow.
On the other flip side of the news, fortunately the Giants, they had a chance to, basically try to keep their playoff hopes alive. But unfortunately, before they could play that game last week, they found out that they were eliminated from postseason contention. I think it was the Redskins clinched it against the Eagles. And as a result, the Giants missed the playoffs yet again.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I mean, the Giants, there's a number of games this year that they could have won, So they should be kicking themselves in the foot in the ass, because, you won this division easily.
You could repeat it. It kind of broke up a little bit. Can you hear me? Mac, you're still here? Sorry, folks, we're having technical difficulties. Don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Yes, you are here. I got you back. Continue what you were saying. I apologize.
The Giants, they had a lot of, they could have won 3 or 4 games this year, easily, because of all the mistakes that they had, but mistakes and poor defense has a. They have no one else to blame but themselves, and this offseason, they're going to have to make a lot of decisions and decide whether they're going to, Tom Coughlin or not as head coach.
Yeah, there's conflicting reports. The biggest, thinking is that, this is going to be the last year for Coughlin, but apparently earlier today there's reports that they might resign him again. But I'll believe it when I see it because, every year when Tom Coughlin's in the hot seat, other than this year, he wins the Super Bowl. Unfortunately for them, they had many games, like you said, they could have won, even against the Jets recently, a few weeks ago. And, unfortunately against the Vikings, they got beat up 49-19. I can't even remember the score.
It was a blowout.
Yeah, but the Giants has to regroup, because the question is, will they keep the duo of Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese, who basically piloted them to 2 Super Bowl championships, or will they clean house? And you being a huge Giant fan, what do you think they should do?
I don't know, man. I'm 50-50 on this. I mean, Tom Coughlin, he's been a good coach for the Giants. He's got them 2 Super Bowls. But there have been many years where they haven't made the playoffs and haven't done anything, So I'm on the fence on this one. If they do sign him, I don't think it should be a long contract. I think maybe it should be 1 or 2 years, But, it might be time for Tom Coughlin to go, maybe, Might be time to look elsewhere,
I'm not, you know, I kind of agree with you. I mean, I think they should give them one or two year deal. You know, I know they haven't made the playoffs for what 4 years or so. It's been a while. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Remember that last time they've been to the playoffs. But yeah, I understand. You know, they haven't went to the playoffs, and we are both saying that because they both proved that they've won the Super Bowl, and I think they should give him one or two more years. If they feel like, you know, that's it, that's the end of the run, you know, then they got a clean house.
Yeah.
But I think they should give him one more year. Two might be a little too much, but then again, I don't know. But then again, should you put him in another situation so he could be the hot seat and then have a, you know. So, yeah, it's a tough situation, you know. But luckily, I'm not, you know, one of the Maras or the Tishes, so I don't have to make that decision myself.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough decision, but we'll see.
No doubt. And speaking of tough decisions, the Yankees, they made a blockbuster deal. They got Aroldis Chapman, arguably the hardest throwing reliever or pitcher in the game. I mean, you know, he throws 103 miles per hour, like highlight at the All-Star game. And luckily for Teixeira, who got struck out embarrassingly in the All-Star game, he won't have to worry about that in the regular season because the Yankees, they made a blockbuster deal with the Reds. They basically trade away four prospects that are not even their cream of the crop prospects. You know, they didn't give up Bird or even Betances, who's been on the team for many years, or Ref Snyder. They've kept basically their young core, and they acquire an incredible reliever, from the Cincinnati. So, on paper, it's a great move.
Hello, Bo.
Beating up his girlfriend or wife, his significant other, I should say. But it's really, you know, a really messed up situation. I mean, I understand the Yankees, you know, they wanted to get a great player, you know. Obviously, you know, he's, you know, awesome, you know, on the mound, but there's very shady, so a very gutsy move by the Yankees, and obviously Dodgers had a deal with the Reds in place until they heard about the, you know, controversial situation. So, you being a Yankee fan, what's your whole thoughts on the whole situation?
I mean, I think it is a controversial move getting Chapman, who was in a domestic dispute, you know, with his girlfriend or wife or whatever. But we've seen New York teams in the past. New York teams give superstars a chance. You know, we've seen like with Latrell Sprewell when he choked his coach in Golden State, and he was suspended for what, a year and a half or something from the NBA. Came back, Knicks signed him.
Knicks got him in the trade.
Well, Knicks got him in trade, yeah, and we've seen Yankees sign Wells. David Wells, who's had issues with alcohol and other stuff. You see it all the time. So this is not something new, you know, New York teams. But, I mean, a guy that has the talent as Chapman, who throws hard, you know, could be a potential closer for us. You know, I think you have to make the deal. You have to make that deal. And if he pitches well and stays out of trouble, you know, he'll be forgiven. You know, I mean, I don't agree with his off-the-field stuff. But the guy does have talent, and he'll help the Yankees a lot, you know. So that's my two cents on it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he makes them easily the best bullpen in baseball with him, Betances, and Miller. You know, that three-headed monster. But you know, it's that's how it is in sports. If you're a talented person, then look the other way. You know,
yeah.
Even though what he did was wrong. You know.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's the reason why the Yankees were able to get him, you know, without giving up anything because, you know, because of what he did, allegedly did. I mean, you know, teams are very leery, you know, of getting a guy like that, even though he's talented, not to mention he's on his walk year. So after this year, he's going to be a free agent, so he's going to want a lot more money, you know, aside from that. So it's a tough situation, you know. You know, it's a horrible, allegedly did. But on paper, I mean, it's a great move for the Yankees if it works out and he leads them to, you know, a championship. But, you know, it is a black eye for baseball, you know, and sports, you know, but that's how it is, you know. If you do well and lead you know, your team, or in this case the Yankees, to a championship, he'll be a hero. He'll be in the canyon of heroes.
Yeah.
Switching to the Mets, you know, the Hall of Fame is going to come, you know, the Hall of Fame is going to be announced, you know, the final ballot is going to be announced in a few days. And according to, you know, rumors, they believe Piazza will finally go in, you know, this year on his, I think, his fourth try. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to tell you that, you know, he finally goes in because he's, well, you know, he's basically well-deserved. He had a phenomenal career with the Dodgers, the Mets, had a cup of coffee with the Marlins and the A's and Padres. But, I mean, this guy should go in. I know some people have their reservations that some people think, you know, because he had all that power, he might have, you know, did PEDs or steroids, but there's no proof to prove that he did it. He was never in the Mitchell report, to our knowledge. So he's, you know, he's to our, you know, knowledge, he's a clean player. So he should go in.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely deserves it. Hall of Famer. I mean, there has been controversy. And some, you know, talk in the past that, you know, he's possibly taken performance-enhancing drugs, you know, but nothing has ever been proven that he has. So
mm-hmm.
He's one of the greatest hitting catchers of all time. So mm-hmm. Definitely have to put him in.
Yeah, him, Griffey. I'm trying to think who else is eligible. I think Smoltz is eligible too, if I'm not mistaken. No, wait, Smoltz went in this year. He went in, I think, with Glavine this year. Oh, well, actually,
right.
This past year, I should say, 2015.
Right.
But I think Maddox. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Maddox went in the year before that, I think. Right.
I think so. Yeah, he did.
Who went with? My memory escapes me. Because I think Smoltz and Glavin went in this past year with Frank Thomas, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what other people who's eligible. I think Tim Raines, I think they think he, you know, he might go in also. And, I'm sure there's somebody, you know, obviously, you know, Clemens and Bonds are most likely not going to go in, you know, because, you know, we know that they you know, they've taken performance-enhancing stuff,
mm-hmm.
even though they've never admitted it, but, it is what it is. And, of course, you know, Knicks recently, they haven't been playing well. They lost to the Bulls. Recently, the Bulls, I think Hawks, you know, Knicks haven't been playing that well lately.
Yeah, they got blown out yesterday by the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
108 to what, 81 or something?
Something like that.
And I think someone was out yesterday. Was someone injured or something, I think?
Not that I can remember. I know Melo scored 20 points. Gallinari scored 18. And apparently Porzingis thinks he's going to, he's still growing. His doctor apparently told him, a long time ago that he wasn't going to grow, but then he grew up 7'2", 7'3". So now he's thinking he might even be 8 foot tall at this point because he's still growing. You know, he's still young. So hopefully he doesn't grow like 7'7". You don't want him to be moving around like Manute Bol or that guy from the – what was his name? George Marchand? What was the name of that guy, that French guy from the Bullets? Can't remember his name. Like the two tallest.
The tall guy, right? Yeah, I remember. What was his name again? George
something. I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about. Damn, I forget his name. It's been so long. George Mirasan or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and hopefully he won't grow that tall so he won't lose his agility, you know.
Right.
Because hopefully he can help.
Yeah, it was George Mirasan.
And another team that needs to turn it around is the Rangers. They just lost earlier today, 3-0, I think, to the Panthers. Yeah, the Garden teams aren't playing that well.
Yeah.
And also, I'm trying to remember. I think Nets won, beat Celtics. What was it, 197 or something? I can't remember the score, but Nets, they actually won, I think.
Yeah, they. What's his name? Jack suffered an injury in that game, I heard.
Mm. Hopefully he can get better.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm not a Nets fan, so.
Well, yeah, for the Nets fan, I mean, it doesn't affect me. Obviously, I'm a Knicks fan as well. But lastly, WWE. Big Show's going into the Royal Rumble. Curtis Axel, he's going back into the Royal Rumble since he technically wasn't eliminated, according to him. And the biggest news is The Rock announced he's going to return WrestleMania 32. And the way how he's hyping it up, it sounds like he's teasing that he's going to return into the ring for the first time since his defeat against John Cena at MetLife Stadium, WrestleMania 29. So, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was listening.
Oh, yeah. So, basically hopefully he'll fight yet again. And I guess most likely he'll be fighting Triple H or Brock Lesnar, but most likely Triple H because they've been hyping it up ever since last year when when The Rock and Ronda Rousey surprised the fans, teasing the Stephanie McMahon and, Triple H potential showdown this year. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Can't wait for Royal Rumble this year. See who wins it.
Yeah.
I want Dean Ambrose to win, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But that'd be great to see Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns WrestleMania.
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting.
Maybe it might happen. Who knows?
Never know. It'd be interesting to see two faces battle each other. It rarely happens.
Yeah,
we'll see. Hopefully it does happen. And, of course, you remember the wall was in Brooklyn. At Barclays Center, and basically Vince McMahon got arrested. And it was interesting to see Vince McMahon actually get arrested. And basically, usually when they bring out security and cops from different cities, the cops usually bow down to the McMahons. But this time it was actually realistic to see, NYPD not listening to the McMahons and, basically arresting them because that is actually what would be realistic,
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It was interesting Raw. It wasn't as good as the Raw last year's Raw. Well, actually, it was still technically last year's Raw, because it was late December. But the one that when Rock surprised people, I'd say that was definitely better than this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And who knows? Maybe Rock might be on this upcoming Raw.
Maybe. But I think they're going to wait until Royal Rumble or especially by WrestleMania time, he should make an appearance.
Yeah.
While he's hyping it up. And Vince McMahon's going to be the special guest referee in the match, the rematch between Sheamus and Roman Reigns. So that should be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully there won't be another screw job, but with Vince McMahon being the special guest referee, you know something crazy is gonna go down.
Oh yeah, I could see a screw job again.
Mm-hmm. But damn, at this rate, he's gonna lose the title twice in like 2 years, and then he's gonna be a 3-time champion. I mean, this dude is gonna shatter Cena's record at this rate if they keep doing this. My goodness.
For real.
Can he keep a title reign? And the fans are actually, behind him. You know,
yeah.
For the first time since the Royal Rumble like 2 years ago. So, yeah, it would be foolish if they make him lose the title again.
Yeah.
So quickly. I don't see him losing the title until after WrestleMania. So.
Me either.
So it wouldn't make sense to me. But you have any last words you'd like to say?
No, just check out my show, IMAC, next Saturday at 11. Come back here, check out Sports of Religion. We Sundays at midnight.
You heard the man. Check out both shows. Check out his show, IMAC, Saturdays at 11. My show, Sports of Religion, with your host, William Ramo. Every Saturdays at midnight, only on Block Talk Radio. So thank you guys for listening. For the first episode of the new year, and I'll see you guys next week. I'm William Ramo, he's McCauley Matthew, and I'll see you guys again next week. Peace.